The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, I know it's an overused word, the word unbelievable, but this is unbelievable. Let's go to Adam in London with the soccer story that James alluded to earlier. Adam.
Yeah, what we know is that the English Football Association is investigating allegations against the England football manager, Sam Allardyce. He's been in the job all of 2 months. He's overseen one match. But there are two claims against him, really, here. Number one, that he was seemingly happy to take £400,000 to represent an Asian investment firm. And number two, he was offering advice on how to get around rules on the ownership of players. You may remember that whole thing about if the buying club and the selling club don't own a player, can you have a third party who does own them? Well, FIFA has outlawed that eventually. It was outlawed in England, actually, before FIFA did it. And yet there's the England manager suggesting there are ways round it. Now, this is all from a newspaper sting, undercover recordings and undercover video, etc., etc. At best, it suggests an error of judgment and a bit of boasting. At worst, this is, of course, an abuse of power and undermining the laws of the game. And unbelievably, our England soccer manager could get sacked over this. And he went.
Has he been sacked? I thought he had been sacked.
Has he been sacked in the last in the last hour or so? Gosh, right. Well,
I think so.
It's all been building up, but technically speaking, they are still investigating.
Right.
So if they've acted, then they've acted very quickly.
What? You can't believe it, can you? I mean, Adam, it's just greed, isn't it?
Well, it feels like it. I mean, this is a man who's on, I think it's £3 million pounds a year salary.
Pounds, yeah.
He's not short of a quid or two.
No,
but it is that thing sometimes as well, when people, particularly in sport, it seems, get into a position, captain, coach, manager, whatever, and they begin to feel a bit smug about it, and then they begin to think they can do anything.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a bit far for Sam Allardyce, but you know what? It does happen, doesn't it?
Yeah, the stories here are saying he's been forced to quit. He's gone.
Right.
All right, Adam. Talk to you tomorrow. There he is, Adam Gilchrist in London.